From the reports that we had, Augustine was outside the Tanuching Magistrate Court during the trial of the 7 arrested GPU leaders and other members, and he tried to take pictures of riot police who were there to keep the crowd out of the court premises. And once he took out his camera, he was whisked into a police van and taken to the police station, where he's been since Monday. So far, he has not yet been charged. He's out on police bail to the tune of $1,700, and he is due to reappear. That he will be charged, I don't know.
Now, he was kept in confinement for several days and endured some harsh conditions. What led to his sudden release on Wednesday?
Well, we don't know because he wasn't charged. He was released on bail, but he has not been charged. So I haven't spoken directly to him as of now, so I can't say what he was being questioned on. But it just shows the ridiculousness that Gambian journalists have to go through in order to get the real story.
Is there any word on his condition? Is his health okay?
From what I hear, yes. But as I said, I have not spoken directly to him, so I cannot confirm that.
Like the 9 journalists before him, was Gambia's NIA involved in the apprehension? And what is the relationship of Gambian President Yahya Jammeh and his role in the arrests?
Well, I know that the initial arrests were in relation to responses that the head of state made, which we responded to as a union. And apparently the others are being charged with sedition and seditious intention. As a union, we find the charges quite bogus, because what is seditious in putting the record straight? What is seditious in actually pointing out the fact that something hurts you? If anything, it is just another affront to the face of Gambian journalists, this reign of terror that we have. You know, nobody can be practiced efficiently as a journalist, and we try to raise those issues. The laws are harsh, the security clampdown on the media, and obviously with state consent, because nobody seems to care, nobody seems to say anything. And actually, when the state speaks and you speak against the state, you are seen as an enemy of the state.
President Jammeh made some comments recently about the death of slain newspaper editor Deda Haidara, who was killed in 2004. These comments are said to have led to the latest wave of arrests. Can you tell us how the president has justified his remarks and why more Gambian journalists continue to press this case at risk of arrest?
Since the statement of the president of June 8, he has not gone back to that. But what is unfortunate is that on state TV, the interview unedited was re-aired on Friday. It was re-aired about 2 days ago. And I think that is disgusting. It is appalling that, A, yes, he is the head of state, but if he makes remarks that are inappropriate, they should be edited out, especially after it's been pointed out. But it's like an insult to the family. It's an insult to the union. And as you rightly pointed out, as Gambian journalists, even if we are arrested and re-arrested and re-arrested, we will talk about it because it is an issue of serious concern for us. It is an issue of concern, A, because even when murders happen outside the Greater Bangil area in villages, where it is an issue of concern for the state, they apprehend the murderers. These investigations have been stalling, and they happened just outside Banjul, just behind the paramilitary units. So how come these investigations are so difficult to continue? Maybe they don't have the resources to do so. Why don't they invite somebody else who can and is willing to?
Now, of the 7 journalists initially detained, how many remain in prison, how many are out on bail, and how many others have been arrested since?
Well, all 7 are out on bail. There were 2 other arrests. They were also released on bail without charge. And then Augustine's arrest, he's also been released on police bail without charge. So they're back to the initial 7 facing charges of seditious publication.
And all of them are scheduled to reappear in court on July the 7th.
Yes, they are.
The subsequent arrests also will all appear on that date, as far as you know?
No, they have not been charged and they've not been booked to appear in court. It's like they're on police bail and they will be reporting back and forth.
And what has your role been as president of the Gambian Press Union in this affair, even though you happen to be outside of the country and have been beyond the reach of Gambian authorities?
I am the spokesperson of the union and the person responsible for the communiques and the press releases, which is why after the arrest of my colleagues, I decided actually to sign it with my name, just so I can associate myself with the comments. I will not step back from that. And as long as I'm president of the Gambian Press Union, yeah, there's a lot of risks involved, but these are issues that I will champion and I will campaign.
Now, how much have U.S. and British officials cooperated to press both for the release of the journalists and for the government to be more open about the Haidara case?
Well, I'm sure you would have to ask them that, but they have been supportive, apparently they were at the trial. Usually they're very supportive towards media initiatives in Gambia, and we've consulted with them on a few occasions, but they have told us they're dealing with the government, obviously, I guess, for diplomatic reasons. We cannot be told exactly what and how far they have gone, but I expect that they've been discussing this with the government.
The British High Commissioner and the U.S. Ambassador were in court when the journalists were being heard to help assist in the release on bail. Is that your understanding?
I guess they were there just like everybody else who has an interest. But this is not the first time the American embassy have attended court cases relating to journalists. This is really not the first time that they have appeared in court.
And do you have any insight into how long this might continue? Can President Jammeh continue to declare war on the journalists without suffering any consequences to his own regime?
Well, only a blind person cannot see the fact that every time he attacks the media, the Gambia's image is damaged, and damaged seriously. So if he is any serious about the image of his country, if he is any serious about the development of the Gambia, he should be concerned about the image of the country. He should be concerned about the relationships that the state has with all other actors. The media are very important actors. And I would think that as head of state, he should be more concerned about the issues of each and every Gambian than wanting to hear what sycophants say to him, which is what he gets on state TV. And on some of the newspapers in the country, they're scared to go against or actually even publish objectivity.